Ken Barkley and Chris Ronji on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
This is great. This is what you wanted, right?
This is, I'm so happy that we played this coming out of break for the NFL picks. I love this song. I want to play this song for the next month on the show, at least once every show.
Well, it's Christmas time. Of course you would.
But this is, it's Christmas, but it's basically the opening scene of anyone's, like, a generic Christmas movie. So we joked on, like, somebody had the joke in our chat on Wednesday, like, giant shot of, like, the New York City skyline or, like, Central Park.
Yes.
There's, like, a horse-drawn carriage going through the park.
People are skating.
Like, right. Yeah. A Chris Ronji film, you know,
Oh. This would be the kind of movie I'd make. And it's not just the beginning of any Christmas movie. It's one that was done before, like, 1999.
Yes, like definitely any, like any an Christmas 80s or film, a 90s Christmas movie.
100%. Yeah. Hey, speaking of the holiday spirit, can I real quick, I got a pet peeve. I know that we're in the middle of the power hour. We got some NFL bets. You know what drives me nuts? It's this commercial that's been going on for a couple of years, and it's, I'm not going to name the car
is
brand.
Is it the Lexus one with the giant ribbons on the car?
No.
I actually like that one.
Well, I would love to get a car with a huge ribbon on it.
I would just like the ribbons. Do those stay in like a warehouse somewhere? Or just oversized car ribbons? I just love those.
Yeah. If I ever get a car for a gift, I want there to be a ribbon on it.
Gotta make sure when I get that car, I gotta make sure you use my Lexus bucks. I'm gonna get my, $10 off, $10 off my seat warmer.
Your Audi discount, which they don't have.
Cup holder, buy one, get one free. That's what.
This commercial, this lady comes home and her husband's at home and she says, oh, I did some early shopping. And she presents two watches, like two Apple watches, one for her, one for him. And he's like, oh, I did some early shopping too. And he goes out to the driveway and he's bought two pickup trucks, two Denalis. And one is for her, one's for him. He's got like a black colored one and a red one. And then she runs to the black car and she's like, I love it. And he's like, well, actually, the other one is yours. She goes, I love it. And this drives me nuts. Because
I haven't even seen this commercial.
Oh, okay. It's been out for like 2 years.
Now that you're explaining, I have about 100 problems with it, but go ahead. All right.
Yeah. Well, there's only one big problem, and it's if I buy you a freaking car, it's the car that I say I bought you. You don't get to pick the car. I bought you a red truck. If I say the red truck is yours, then you get the red truck. You don't get to decide. You don't get to pick your Christmas gift.
I think you're going to argue like if my wife was like, I went Christmas shopping and didn't tell me that she was going to buy
other
two
problem
Apple
too.
Watches.
Yeah.
And then show them to me. I'd be like, "Oh, well, I have something to you for you," and it would be divorce papers.
You got me. Thanks for the Apple
something
Watch.
For me freezing all of the accounts that we own together. Right?
I really appreciate the Apple Watch, but let me show you the $55,000 vehicle I bought you in the driveway. Oh, and you're going to tell me which one is your. Oh, yeah. Well, I will. That's it. Divorce papers.
Which, by the way, red's probably a better color. Either. I mean, just, the funny thing is. Why would they? It's almost like they tried to go halfway on a gender joke there. Like it has to be like pink, and then she gets in the other one.
Oh,
like red,
yeah.
Red's like not even like I'm a guy. Like red, the like, great. Okay, I'll take a red truck.
I don't like I got a red
car. You know,
car,
but they probably
like
didn't
it.
Want to do that. Somebody was probably like, "Oh, we need to make it the most feminine color possible." And somebody's like, "Well." Maybe we don't.
I didn't even think of it that way. I do know this. I have a red car
red?
Currently.
Like red, red and black are like two guy colors.
I
as
don't
far
know.
As like the color spectrum is concerned. Yeah.
I don't know. Well, anyway, now that I got that out of the way and nobody's as angry about it
take
as
that.
Me.
Take that Denali ad in your booth.
Done. All right. Let's get to our NFL bets.
How many
what
NFL
you
bets
got
you got?
Tonight?
You got a lot of bets?
I got two and I was concerned. I'm just going to stick with two.
Why don't you go first? Tyler, right. think of some bets, too. I'm going to go to you next.
So the Patriots are now favored by 7.
Yeah, they sure are. Kind of a wild line move there. Yeah.
Earlier, it was 6.5, and I'm taking New England over Tennessee. I mean, there are a couple of obvious reasons. One, Derrick Henry is not going to play, and he's their offense. And the Patriots are just really good, and they're going to be playing at home. Their
AJ
defense
Brown
has been
play too, by the way. That partially explains the line move, as I think he's, I believe he's still like listed as questionable on the injury report. So that might be part of the reason why we saw some New England interest.
Patriots are 7-4 against the spread. I don't think that matters all that much. I just think they're a significantly better team than Tennessee is right now, especially because of the injury situation. So Patriots defense has been really good. I just don't know how much Tennessee can really get going against them with the injuries they're dealing with. So I think New England, for me, that was a pretty easy bet. I took it at 6.5. It's at 7 now. I suppose I would still do 7, but I really like this for them to win by a touchdown.
Man, the height, if they, we talked about this earlier in the show, they like really run the score up on Tennessee. The hype for that Monday night game against Buffalo is,
oh yeah.
Cause like that'll be 6 in a row. Buffalo's offense put up a big number last night. Whew, man, that's ESPN does not get very good Monday night games, especially late in the year. That is a great, yeah. Great Monday night game next week.
Usually really bad on Thursdays, bad on Mondays, but that could be that's going to be a hype beast for sure. All right, and the other one is Bucks in Indianapolis. Bucks are a 3-point favorite. I think they can win by a field. I mean, at worst, you're probably going to disagree with me on this, but
no, I mean, no, I bet Tampa early in the week at 2.5. So
yeah, it's 3 now, and I haven't done it yet. I'm still going to do it at 3 because if they win by a field goal, worst thing that happens is I get my money back. Whatever. So I can deal with that.
Happens. Imagine if you win by 3 and the guy's like, I'm not going to pay you anyway. Hopefully there's only one thing that happens if they win by 3. So that's the only thing.
Yeah, and I know the Colts have won 3 in a row. I just don't think it matters against this Tampa team. They're too good. And the Bucs have, what, only covered 4 times of the 10 times they played. I'm not taking that into account for this game coming up here. I think it's a good game for them to play. It's a good win for them. And I can see it being close, but I can't see it being within a field goal here. I think they win by at least that.
Okay. Well, I totally agree with you on that. I was in a 2.5. That was a bet for me earlier in the week. I would also bet 3. But hopefully people got 2.5. Obviously a big number difference there. The listener of the show earlier in the week, my number is like 5.5 in the game. So I'm totally with you on that. All right. Well, I can definitely get behind Tampa. New England, that game is very puzzling to try to sort of unpack. Cause I think Tennessee might just start to go through a really rough stretch here, even though it's kind of an inflated number. Like you're paying a tax to take New England. There's no question. Cause of how they've been playing recently, but I still can't take Tennessee in this game right now. And I have it earmarked as like, what number does it have to get to where I would actually bet Tennessee? I thought at 7, I could talk myself into it. Now I still haven't bet it yet. So I think I'm kind of with you there and Tampa, no question. I already made the bet. Tyler, you're saying you can give us your contest pick for Circa. Are you like in the money right now? Are you guys doing really well? Is Tyler there?
Oh, Tyler may have vanished.
Tyler may have vanished. And Tyler's going to do that thing where he's typing, you know what? Talking in the chat.
He accidentally muted his mic earlier. Maybe he did it again.
How about now?
Now you're good. What happened, buddy? You doing okay?
It's just a computer that just does things on its own.
Okay. Well, what do you like in the NFL?
Yeah, first off, yeah, we're actually doing really good. We're in like we're in like 300th right now. I'm shocked how we're this good right now. We're close to the money. We need a couple
and
games.
First is hitting like 85% right now or something.
Yeah,
first it's a crazy number. Yeah,
we're 35-23. I want to say that's our record right now,
which is awesome. By the way, it's insane. Yeah, anybody who's 35-23 right now is swimming in gold coins. Yeah.
I can't believe we're doing this good, but here we are. And you guys already mentioned it. My contest pick was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I bet them at -2. They're
2 in the contest, really?
No, I bet them at 2.5. The contest is 3.
Got it.
I'm not gonna say this is an easy winner, but this was an easy bet for me when Bruce Arians said Vita Vea is good to go. I mean, that's gonna negate how much of the Colts' offense. So Wentz is like due for a disaster performance against this speedy defense. So yeah, that was my pick. Tampa Bay minus. I bet Tampa Bay -2.5. My contest pick was Tampa Bay -3.
Love it. And Tyler, let's make sure, let's clip this entire segment for the pod too with Chris's picks and your picks and my pick. Great. All right. Less games for picking consideration because we had 3 yesterday, but I'll kind of go back over my thoughts on some of the games again. None of these will be surprising. A lot of the numbers are gone, but just some kind of thoughts on each game. So Tennessee, New England, I have not bet the game yet. If it got to 7.5, if AJ Brown doesn't play, maybe Tennessee. If AJ Brown played or I got a better update on him, I was actually thinking about playing the over in the game, but past that game right now, Jets Houston, I'm still a pass. I know Nick really likes the Jets with Zach Wilson starting. Their money line, I think I'm going to have a bet on. I've been waiting to just see what kind of price could emerge, but I might have Jets money line for a little bit. Giants is definitely going to be a bet. I'm taking a little bit of a risk because I could bet 3.5 right now. If you want to bet 3.5 and be safe, feel free to do so. Philly has been a team that has been bet on game day every Sunday the entire season. I'm hoping the same thing happens again and I can get the Giants at 4 or 4.5. Let's see. But 3.5 would be a bet. I hope I don't lose the 3.5 on this one. But so again, if you want to play it safe, feel free to take the 3.5. Giants would be a bet for me at that number.
That was Tampa, the one I was 2.5. Considering. Yeah.
New offensive coordinator, kind of an interesting dynamic. Yeah. And Philly, like the hottest team right now, or, you know, team that obviously people have been winning on and has been playing very well. Tampa, I bet 2.5 early in the week. 3 would also be a bet. Hopefully you listen to us early in the week. Atlanta is now 2. I bet 1. Anything under 3, I think, would be a bet for me on the Falcons. Carolina, Miami, I still have no idea. I think at 3, I would bet the Dolphins. I don't think we're going to get it, but still haven't decided what to do with that game yet. Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, no thoughts. Chargers, Denver, no thoughts. I bet the Vikings at 3.5 minus 15. There are no 3.5s left. The 3s, I think, are even getting bet a little bit on Minnesota. 3 minus 110 would be a bet for me. I said that all week. My thoughts haven't changed. So that's kind of the start of the buy point on Minnesota. Rams, Green Bay. I'll do that one last. Cleveland, Baltimore. I don't have a bet on the game. Rams, Green Bay. I'll do 30 seconds on here. Rodgers with the whole toe thing. I know it's obviously kind of taken on a life of its own and everybody's got jokes. Is it possible that like news that is like, it's like kind of like Baker Mayfield with the shoulder. Like he was already hurt. He's just telling you he's hurt. And like, that's changing the line. Like he's not going to play different. It's the same injury. Like he's not different. He's exactly the same Aaron Rodgers as he was in the last game. So it's just weird for me that the Rams are taking so much money now out to 2. Like if we get a 2.5 or a 3 with the Packers, definitely a teaser on the Packers. I think just like steam run amok. Basically this has gone past my number in the game. I had Rams by between like basically by Rams by a half point was my number. I just feel like this is like a bad reason for a line to move basically from what I can tell so far. So Nick and I will do more on this on Sunday, countdown to kickoff 10 PM to, or 10 AM to noon, excuse me. But I think has to be Packers at some point, maybe soon, maybe not, but like Green Bay teaser, some other kind of options there. Would never bet the Rams at these kind of numbers. So still some bettable thoughts there, Ranji. And thanks for filling out on Black Friday, man. I had a good time.
I had a really good time today. Thanks for having me once again. Hope we get to do it soon. Again, you're going to be on Sunday morning prior to kickoff. Yes, with
10 a.m. to noon. You better you bet countdown to kickoff. Yeah, Nick and I will be back, and he'll have thoughts on all his games. He'll have his picks, Prop King, all that stuff, all the good stuff. We'll be back. Awesome. On Sunday.